Harburg and Gurney's song, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, was written during the Great Depression and would come to represent the anguished voice of America, the frustration and despair of its people during one of the country's darkest and most desolate times. It was sung there by Will Liverman, accompanied by Craig Terry. Will is a member of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. And this series of recitals, presented by WFMT Chicago, features singers from the Ryan Opera Center. They've been made possible due to the generous support of Julie and Roger Vasquez. I'm your host for this series, Colin Ewer. The world-renowned Ryan Opera Center is a vital and integral part of Lyric Opera of Chicago. Each year, a privileged number of talented young singers are selected to be part of the program, which nurtures their talent and prepares them for international singing careers in the leading opera houses and concert halls of the world. In this recital, you'll hear 10 singers, all members of the Ryan Opera Center. Sopranos Emily Bersan, Kyrie Dionorine and Tracy Canton, mezzo-sopranos Cecilia Hall and Janae Bridges, tenors Bernard Holcomb and John Irvin, baritone Will Liverman, bass baritone David Govertson, and bass Evan Boyer. They'll be accompanied by Craig Terry, who's a member of music staff for both the Ryan Opera Center and Lyric Opera of Chicago. On October 29th, 1929, Black Tuesday, the stock market collapsed on Wall Street, signaling the beginning of the Great Depression. One week later, the Civic Opera House in downtown Chicago opened its doors for the first time with a performance of Verdi's opera, Aida. Unfortunately, its opera company, Chicago Civic Opera, was to be yet another casualty of the Depression, but the Civic Opera House survived, and today it's home to Lyric Opera of Chicago. Honoring the opening of the Civic Opera House, the theme for this recital is music composed in the year 1929, and over the next hour, you'll hear music from opera and operetta, as well as popular songs of the day. So let's continue this recital with music from the world of operetta and one of the supreme masters of the genre. Franz Lehár's 1923 operetta, The Yellow Jacket, Die Gelbe Jacke, has been lost in the mists of time. However, Lehár revised it, and in 1929 it reappeared as The Land of Smiles, Das Land des Lächelns. The operetta is highly sentimental, the smiles of its title referring to what the Viennese misguidedly believed was an Asian custom of smiling, even though you're broken-hearted. The tenor role, Prince Souchon, was written for Lehár's good friend, Richard Tauber, so it comes as no surprise that Prince Souchon has the most unforgettable number in the work. Dein ist mein ganzes Herz, my heart belongs to you. Prince Souchon meets Lisa in Vienna. They fall in love and she follows him to Beijing. Problems arise when Souchon is reminded that Chinese custom dictates that he must have four wives. However, in his famous aria, he tells Lisa that he loves her and only her. Needless to say, it all ends badly. Lisa cannot accept the custom of polygamy and returns to Vienna, leaving poor Prince Souchon smiling to cover up his broken heart. Here is John Irvin, accompanied by Craig Terry, to perform Dein ist mein ganzes Herz from The Land of Smiles.
Herz, wo du nicht bist, kann ich nicht sein. So wie die Blume welkt, wenn sie nicht küsst, der Sonnenschein. Sag mir noch ein.
John Irvin sang Franz Lehár's aria, Dein ist mein ganzes Herz, from The Land of Smiles. He was accompanied there by Craig Terry. The first of our next two songs, dating from 1929, is by Erich Korngold, whose richly textured late romantic music reached its zenith with his opera Die Tote Stadt, The Dead City, in 1920. After emigrating to the United States, Korngold became one of Hollywood's greatest film composers, winning a coveted Academy Award for his 1938 movie score, The Adventures of Robin Hood. Tracy Canton is going to sing Korngold's song, Was mir du bist, What You Are to Me. It's music and lyrics charged with romantic sentiment. To me, you are a beautiful country with fruit trees and blooming flowers. You are the stars, a bright light in the firmament. My life was nothing before I met you. To me, you are everything. Following the romanticism of Korngold, we enter the decadent and noisy world of a 1929 Parisian nightclub. Jean Eblinger's song, Quand je danse avec lui, When I Dance with Him, appeared in the French movie Chic, the first talking movie made in France. The song, with its sexually charged lyrics and double entendre, became popular with cabaret and nightclub singers of the time, none more so than the legendary Marie Dubas. My lover ain't a loser, or what you'd call a hunk, but when I dance with him, what I feel inside, I can't describe. He'll take me quietly in his arms and say, come on, kid, kiss me. I'm telling you, I'm at his mercy, and I always say yes. I belong to him. I think he's so handsome, and when I dance with him, I get goosebumps all over. Ryan Opera Centre singers Tracy Canton and Cecilia Hall, accompanied by Craig Terry, perform Erich Korngold's Was mir du bist and Jean Eblinger's Quand je danse avec lui.
Thank you.
Erich Korngold's Was mir du bist and Jean Eblinger's Quand je danse avec lui, sung by Tracy Canton and Cecilia Hall, members of the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. They were accompanied there by Craig Terry. Now, what do the composers Antonio Salieri, Otto Nicolai, Giuseppe Verdi and Ralph Vaughan Williams have in common, apart from being composers, that is? The answer? They all adapted William Shakespeare's play, The Merry Wives of Windsor, into operas. Shakespeare's fat knight, Sir John Falstaff, who appears in his plays Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, is one of his most endearing rogues. Now, he may be an ideal candidate for a health farm, but his corpulence never interferes with his ardor, nor deters him from his amorous shenanigans. Vaughan Williams worked on his opera, Sir John in Love, during the 1920s, the opera receiving its first performance in 1929. In the excerpt from the opera you'll hear now, our focus isn't on the fat knight himself, but the plight of the young lovers, Anne Page and Fenton. And their plight does indeed seem hopeless, as Anne's father wants her to marry someone else, using the excuse that Fenton is too high-born for her. So in the duet, This Is My Father's Choice from Act One of the opera, Kiri Dionerin and Bernard Holcomb perform the roles of Anne and Fenton. They're accompanied by Craig Terry. ¶¶
But look on her eyes, they do light all that love's world compriseth. Do but look on her hair, it is bright as love's star when it riseth. Father's love, therefore no more turn me to him, sweet Anne.
Alas,
why, thou must be thyself. He doth object I am too great of birth, and that my state being got with my expense, I seek to heal it only with his wealth.
It is your true
love, and so speed me in the time to come. For wooing thee, I found thee of more value than stamps in gold or sums in sealed bags, and tis the very riches of thyself that know I am.
Sweet
mistress.
The duet, This Is My Father's Choice, from Vaughan Williams' opera, Sir John in Love, sung there by Kiri Dionorin and Bernard Holcomb. The pianist was Craig Terry. Now we're going to hear two popular songs from 1929. The first is by the American songwriter Charles Tobias, best remembered for his hit song, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. In 1929, he composed the song, My Wife Is on a Diet, which was clearly decades ahead of its time. No gravy or potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes, bemoans the poor starving husband. He's clearly wasting away, his clothes no longer fit him, and very soon, he tells us, he'll be a corpse brandishing a white lily. Interestingly, in the song, Tobias makes a political swipe at Philip Snowden, the then highly controversial British Chancellor of the Exchequer, who was accused at the time of being resistant to any radical reforms which might help solve the Great Depression. So, to perform My Wife Is on a Diet, here is David Govertson, accompanied by Craig Terry.
What's the greatest problem now throughout the land? What's the only problem needs a helping hand? It isn't Philip Snowden or tax relief, I find. It's something more important now on everybody's mind. Just walk into any home today. It's 10 to 1, you'll hear each husband say, My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy or potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Oh, 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 what a disgrace. I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm losing a pound every day. Monday, grapefruit, breakfast and for dinner, and at night some orange juice. Tuesday, grapefruit, boys, I'm growing thinner, all my clothes are getting loose. Wednesday, Thursday, I feel satisfied. Then I change to coffee with grapefruit on the side. Friday till Sunday, it's more than I can stand. Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy or potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Crabs and shrimps, I must leave alone. I'm the only lobster she'll allow in my home. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, she's gaining a pound every day. Driving me wild. One look at her onions and I cry like a child. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm losing a pound every day. I'm losing a pound every day.
Brian Opera Centre bass baritone David Govertson, accompanied by Craig Terry, performed Charles Tobias's 1929 song, My Wife Is on a Diet. Now it's time for some New Orleans stride jazz. The next song hailed as one of the greatest songs of the 20th century, is Fats Waller's 1929 hit, Ain't Misbehavin'. Performed by some of the greatest blues and jazz entertainers of all time, like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, and Louis Armstrong, Ain't Misbehavin' was performed by Fats Waller himself in the 1943 movie Stormy Weather. Now, Waller has been quoted as saying that he wrote the song while he was involved in an alimony suit, hence its title, Ain't Misbehavin'. To sing it, here is Ryan Opera Centre baritone Will Liverman, accompanied by Craig Terry.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my life for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm all about it, just me and my radio. I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
The well-behaved Ryan Opera Centre baritone Will Liverman performed Fats Waller's hit Ain't Misbehavin'. He was accompanied by Craig Terry. Now, the power of song and how it touches and affects the male and female heart is explored in the next two songs, dating from 1929. With a Song in My Heart was written by Rodgers and Hart for their musical Spring Is Here, and is one of their great love songs. In fact, it proved to be so popular that over the next few decades, it was included in several other Hollywood musicals as well. The second song, Without a Song, music by Vincent Humans and lyrics by Billy Rose and Edward Eliscu, has been a firm favorite with singers working in both classical and popular music. Without a song, the day never ends and the road never bends. A man is born but is nothing without a song. Two Rhino Percenter singers are going to perform these songs now. Emily Brassan sings With a Song in My Heart, and Evan Boyer sings Without a Song. They're accompanied by Craig Terry.
At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me.
things go wrong. A man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how, without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will go, get along as long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only no love at all without a song. I know the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Two popular songs from 1929, Rodgers and Hart's love song With a Song in My Heart, sung by Emily Brassan, and Vincent Heumann and Edward Eliscu's classic Without a Song, sung by Evan Boyer. The pianist was Craig Terry. Now, no celebration of music dating from the year 1929 would be complete without one of the most important musical personalities of the 20th century, Noel Coward. Songwriter, lyricist, playwright, stage actor, and movie star, Coward was justifiably a legend in his own lifetime. In 1929, his operetta, Bittersweet, marked a new departure in his artistic output. He had completed the lyrics the previous year, but was encountering an artistic block when it came to the music. However, while sitting in the back of a cab, gridlocked somewhere in New York City, inspiration hit him. The block had ended and the floodgates gushed open. In a sleazy Parisian cafe, Manon La Crevette, the establishment's leading chanteuse, sings of her love for Carl, the man who has abandoned her for Lisa, the operetta's leading lady. To perform If Love Were All from Bittersweet, here is Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Troubles never, whatever occurs.
trust.
Janae Bridges and Craig Terry performed If Love Were All from Noel Coward's 1929 operetta, Bittersweet. As I mentioned at the top of the programme, the theme for this recital is music from the year 1929, the year that the Civic Opera House opened its doors for the first time. The Civic Opera House today, home to Lyric Opera of Chicago. Now, the first production that was seen there was Verdi's opera, Aida. So to close this recital, given by singers from the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, we're going to hear an aria from the opera. Aida, an Ethiopian princess, has been captured and enslaved by the Egyptians. During her captivity, she has fallen in love with Radames, an Egyptian hero. When the Ethiopians, led by Aida's father, King Amenasro, wage war on Egypt, Radames is chosen to lead the Egyptian army into battle. In Aida's first act aria, Ritorna Vincitor, she is torn between her love for Radames and the love for her father and country. To sing the aria, we're delighted to welcome soprano Amber Wagner, an alumna of the Ryan Opera Center. Since leaving the program, Amber's busy operatic and concert career has taken her all over the world. But she returned recently to Lyric Opera of Chicago as a guest artist to perform the roles of Ilsa in Wagner's Lohengrin and the title role in Richard Strauss's Ariadne of Naxos. So here is Amber Wagner to sing Ritorno Vincitor from Verdi's Aida. She's accompanied at the keyboard by Craig Terry.
Il nome illustre che qui genar mi forza.
Grudel, Leonore.
That performance of Ritorna Vincitor from Verdi's Aida was by Ryan Opera Centre alumna Amber Wagner, accompanied by Craig Terry. And Amber Wagner's thrilling performance brings to a close this recital given by current singers from the Ryan Opera Centre at Lyric Opera of Chicago, accompanied by Craig Terry. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Vasquez. Thanks to Gianna Rolandi, director, and Dan Novak, manager of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is our producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on 98.7 WFMT.